This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
Today we're asking you a simple question: what's the best money lesson that you've learned? And our topic was five money lessons you should have learned by the age of 30. Sadly, there is only one of us in the studio under the age of 30, and she's probably learned all of these lessons before we even had a chance to talk about them.
I'm learning it now.
I'm on the show.
Yes. So we asked for feedback. We got plenty over on WhatsApp. Where should we go first? Arvind, let's go with you first.
Yeah, so this comes from Eugene. He's actually answering your question.
Oh, thank you, Eugene.
About credit cards. Yeah, so credit card companies now have rebates on your spendings, 10% to 20%, he thinks. This means every time you fuel up or go shopping each month, you get cash back from the credit card company to top up to your rewards, link your credit card apps like Boost, Fave, GrabPay, WeChat Pay, stuff like that. These apps have reward points and also cashbacks. You lose nothing if you pay your credit card on time. You actually save 15 to 30% off your daily spending.
Interesting.
Yeah. Another one comes from Sheridan, who says pay credit card weekly, utilize cashback and points promo, limit EPP to 3 to 5% on net salary. And for example, if you have 5,000 net, monthly EPP payment should be no more than 250 a month.
There you go.
He also says that annually he earns up to 1,000 ringgit cashback after paying the credit card tax and whatnot.
Thank you very much, Sheridan.
There's another one, I think.
There's one from Maggie Best, who says, never be a guarantor or charge your landed property for somebody else's loan or overdraft. You won't know whether the loan repayments are prompt. You will not have any say or control on how the borrower conducts the account. You would only be informed by the bank when the loan is defaulted and they are moving towards suing. So it's too late by then.
Agreed.
Right. Okay. There's another one here from Christopher Lim, who says, you know, you should limit your credit card spending to by setting a low credit limit. He sets his to 3,000 ringgit. So I guess that will deter, you know, heavy spending. Another one here from H.J. Lee, who says, not understanding about interest rates, inflation, etc., hence making bad financial decisions. For example, owing credit card bills, save money in savings account, withdrawing EPF for house renovations, etc. Mm-hmm. That's true. And another one here, this is from numbers ending 5657, who says, need to be careful with property investments as well, because a lot of people jump on the bandwagon a few years ago and are ignoring their debt service ratio. Now the auction rate is going up because they cannot afford their mortgage. So that's another thing that I don't know. I noticed in my generation, everyone just feels this urgency to buy property.
Yes.
Hmm. Right. And sometimes, you know, you can't really afford it, but you feel like, you know, I'm 30 now. I really need to, you know, buy myself property, because all my friends age 30, they yes. also have properties. But if you can't afford the monthly payments, you're just doing yourself in.
I mean, yeah. I know friends of mine just a few years ago, as the property prices were sky high, that was when they were at their peak, I must buy now. And I kept saying to them, you know, maybe now is not the best time to be buying property.
Yeah.
I feel as though the property prices may drop a little bit. Whilst they were thinking and shopping around to buy property, they were also paying off their car loans. Mm. They were also paying off their credit card loans and university loans, all of these bills that they were paying. And I'm thinking to myself, you're now looking at a house that you want to buy at like 750,000, 800,000, 900,000, which is going to go on top of all of your bills. And once you've paid all of those off, which is great, you know, that property is likely not going to go up anymore, and you're still going to be saddled with that huge bill.
But it's just that need. It's that need to have the property.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of needs, I told you about a little secret that I had that I dealt with very recently. On the weekends, when you get that urge to go and buy something, I had a real problem with this, right? I am one of those impulse spenders. I am, and I know this is an issue for me. And I figured out a little way of dealing with this impulse, and it sounds stupid, but it works for me. So when I was going to go up and go and buy something, what I did was get up, walk out of my house, walk down to my front gate, open that front gate, stand there for a second, and that urge had gone. There you go. Just a little thing.
Do you know why?
I need to test this out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, anyway, we're gonna move on to final story. Managing money better with tech.
So I got these. I found this article that was quite interesting about talking about how tech can help you sort of like save money. Just simple tech or like everyday tech, and how it can sort of give you a better grasp of your finances and your budgets on a monthly basis. One of it says save through online banking. So if you're not using online banking, use online banking, because it helps you keep track of how much you spend in detail. There's no money that goes goes quote unquote missing because you have a track record of everything that you've spent for. It also saves you physical trips to the actual bank, and you have access to your finances everywhere anytime you need them. Mm-hmm. So the best way is to know the app you're using or know the bank you're using thoroughly so that you get to make full use of its features and its perks. This one's interesting. It says how video streaming can cut costs. So it says streaming has given us like free access to entertainment. Like Netflix is cheaper than any cable, you know, traditional cable provider and stuff. But if you don't even want to pay for streaming services, you get free entertainment on YouTube and yes. stuff like Spotify.
Yes.
So you don't actually have to pay a bill for your entertainment now. You know, traditional ways of subscribing to different channels that you want and stuff, it doesn't actually apply if you get your entertainment from stuff like YouTube.
Right.
So that's one way. That takes off a chunk from your monthly bill.
I think some of those cable companies have realized that as well, haven't they, recently?
Yeah, and they're trying to adapt. Yeah. And some of them are not adapting. So.
Right.
There's another one that says saving through virtual and augmented reality, and I think some photo editing and stuff. So this one is quite interesting because it says if you want to buy furniture or renovate your house or buy anything to put at home, there are some AR apps that help you sort of imagine what it would look like in your house. Mm. And then there are some like photo editing tools where you can take the object and put it in your house so that it gives you a better idea of what it would look like. It saves you on impulse buys. It also saves you on making rash decisions. It also takes imagination out of the equation.
Yeah.
So you don't have to imagine what like a wardrobe would look like in your room. You could just use AR or VR or a photo editing tool to see what it would look like. And if you like it, you buy it. Most times, it'll give you more time to think about if you really need that
right.
thing. So that's the, you know, the two-step process.
That's the walking outside step.
That's the walking out, yeah. Saving money through your food, on your food through apps. So food delivery apps have free delivery. So that's one. This could work both ways because it could
right.
make you spend more on your
yes.
food. But if it has free delivery, then you save on petrol, and you save on toll, and then you save on wear and tear for your vehicle. Other apps have cashback, so we talk about this a lot, like apps that give you cashback and discounts and benefits on the stuff that you buy. So you get something in return that gives you a discount on the next time you buy something in one of these restaurants. But the best part is it says that most of these apps give you a menu, so you get to see the price of the food
yep.
before actually ordering. Instead of going to the restaurant and sitting down, then you have to order because you're there, so you can't budget. But when you order through these apps, you know what you're sort of buying in advance, so it helps you sort of budget before you get your food. There are two more. So the other one is budgeting apps. That's pretty simple. Stuff like Moneyfy, Wallet, Sprout, those things. And the last one I don't think applies because it says use Wi-Fi to save on calls. I think most of us here have like unlimited call packages. I don't think anyone still charges for calls, like per call.
Mm.
Most providers have like, you know, unlimited call plans and stuff. But they say that if you are still being charged pay per call, use Wi-Fi. So wherever you can find Wi-Fi, use stuff like WhatsApp. Don't make calls anymore. You just use internet connections, not data, but internet connections over Wi-Fi that will help you save on calls.
Still a good tip.
Some very yeah. valuable lessons.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, for all of you that have contributed today and have offered us sage advice, thank you very much for that. Thank you, of course, to our experts who managed to come on and give us some words of wisdom as well. Thank you to Roshan and thank you to Aaron from MrStingy.com. And, of course, Roshan is from Ringgit and Sense. He's the producer of that show. Catch his shows regularly here on BFM. Now, if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It will be available via the app through Apple App Store or Google Play. And of course, we are on Spotify as well. We started off with the story of five money lessons you should have learned by the age of 30. We then moved on to
how gamification can help you save money, especially if you're working in the gig economy and you earn your money using cash. Maybe playing a little game to help you save might be the way to help you save better.
Then we finished with how managing money, you can manage money better with tech.
Right. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, is the Breakfast Grill replay. Founded in 1997, Qualitas Medical Group changed the way general practitioners or GPs practiced in Malaysia by corporatizing what were mostly self-proprietorships and creating what is today a network of 276 GP clinics, one ambulatory care center, 13 dental clinics, and 11 medical imaging centers in Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, and India. The Breakfast Grill spoke with founder and managing director, Dr. Nurul Amin Mohamed Ishak, to discover Qualitas plans and sentiments of the medical industry moving forward. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Audrey Raj and Arvind Yuvaraj, the terrible twosome, and of course our producer Christian Wong. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.